This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. If you were to select a key verse for Romans chapter 2, it likely would be verse 11, God does not show favoritism. Paul leads up to this verse by making it clear, if you received special revelation and yet have a stubborn, unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when His righteous judgment will be revealed. God will give to each person according to what he has done. If you don't read this section on the universal need of salvation carefully, you might think Paul teaches a gospel of works. Paul says that those exposed to natural or special revelation, if they do good, they will receive eternal life, verse 7. On the other hand, if you are self-seeking, reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger, verse 8. If you sin without knowing the law, that doesn't exempt you, nor are you exempt if you have received special revelation in the law. There are some who have not received special revelation who live better lives than many who have received it. In verse 14, Paul says, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law, since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing and even defending them. God put a moral compass, the conscience, into everyone's heart. It either accuses or defends our actions. Everyone is without excuse. Reflect long on this section of Romans. It is foundational to all that follows.